Putnam, hello?
Putnam.
Is anyone home? Oh, I apologize, everybody. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, bless you for staying on the call. Well, you can see my mind was wandering. Okay, so here we go. Thank you for being here. Okay, so let's get going. Eyes closed. Third eye point. Long deep breath. And inhale to begin. Now begin to send heart breath to everybody on this call and everybody who's listening to the recording. Everybody who would like to have it, like to have this very special healing. And inhale. And welcome, and thank you for being present. So if this ever happens again, well, somebody has my phone number, will you call me? I'm Mrs. Space Out over here. Okay? Okay.
I haven't announced myself. This is Paramatma Kaur.
Hi, Parmat Makar. Where are you from?
I'm from Ottawa.
Oh, area. Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome. Okay, and I apologize. I didn't listen to where everybody else is from. I thought we'd just get going. Okay, so let's see. Who's here? He said, Baba City Time. Well, of course I'm here. What do you think? Okay.
The entertainer.
Hmm?
He said he's the entertainer.
Oh, he is. He is. He has a most definite personality. He says, well, yeah, what do you expect? Okay. So, sir, what would you like to tell us? Well, he's not telling. He's just, he wants us all to go into a state of being. He says, yes, I know. I usually give you a whole spiel beforehand. But he says he just wants us to go into a state of being. Okay, so he says, please do long, deep breathing. Good. Okay, now keep doing that while he talks. He says that we all have things that kick us off, things that make us annoyed, things that worry us, things that make us mad, situations in which we feel disrespected, and so on. He says that's why he turned off this girl's mind. Oh, me. He says that's why he made me late. Okay, sir. Thanks for taking the rap. Okay. So he says he did that on purpose so that we could be annoyed or for me to be worried or whatever it was. So he says, please breathe. Good. And keep up the heart breath. And he says, those annoyances, he says, let them move out of your heart. Keep up with a long, deep breath. He says, those annoyances, those judgments, the disrespect that you feel, and so on, he says, if you let them grab into you like crab pincers, he said, they are going to maim and destroy you. He says the times will become so pressured that you can't afford any little bump in the road. Keep up. Keep up the breath. And he says that you will feel that I and the other high beings, your own soul, God itself, is throwing you up one side and down the other if you hit these bumps in the road. He said the most important thing is that you understand who's driving. When you understand that the God is driving, when you understand that Baba Siddhi Chand and his cronies, we'll call them, we normally call them the guys, and of course there's Divine Mother. When you realize who is driving, then you will understand that there is no such thing as disrespect or hurt or anything that could hurt you really or anything that could annoy you really. Because then we come from total abject humility to the process. Breathe, please. We understand what the situation is. And we understand that we are simply given. We are simply given our life path. And if we flow on it, if we surf on it, if we let ourselves glide on it, then we can ride it in pure joy and pure awareness. Otherwise, things will be happening so quickly that we would be shooting ourselves in the leg, so to speak. Keep up the breath. And continue to let go those habitual worries and judgments and so on. He says holding on to them is not what we might call righteousness, our base of righteousness. He says holding on to them is in some way is what makes us feel special. It makes the ability to judge others makes us feel as though we are the important ones and the others are not the important ones. And gives us a justification for living, for being, he says, but that will only tie your heart up in little knots. When we understand, when we feel, when we know completely that at our heart and soul level, that we share the same, he calls it the same body, that we share the same oneness, the same goodness, and that no one is high or low. He says that's when the pure pleasure of living occurs. That's when we know who we are. He says, staying in the annoyances, staying in the judgment, takes us out of that, keeps us small. He says, why not jump into the greatness? He says, do it now. Do it now. Now, let the awareness of those things that that make you mad or make you hurt or make you think that things are not going right, let those things come up now. Let me wash them away. He says, I love that. He says, it's like washing the floors of the Golden Temple, washing those beautiful marble floors. He says, allow that stuff to come up so he can just wash it. And if you've ever seen that, people just take these buckets of water and they just splash it all over the marble floors. Actually, inside the temple, they use milk and water. Just splash it over the floors. He says, let your heart be hungry for the truth. Let your heart be hungry for the knowledge. He says, and as you get it, you will find that you are so relaxed. so cozy, so in sync, that life becomes so easy. Easy. He says, can you imagine that? It becomes easy. He says, and it becomes prosperous, and you become connected. Connected. Rather than feeling as though you're aloof or apart. Open. He says, and that's where your specialness lies. Your specialness lies in letting it go. So you can enjoy everything that's going on. Everything. He says to tell you my experience of, becoming a Sikh. The one thing that, everything was fine except this business of wearing white. I was an artist, so I would wear the most outrageous colors. And I just couldn't, it was too hard for me to let it go. So then I put on all white. You know, all wearing all those colors made me very special, and I totally enjoyed it. I put on white, and what I found was that all the colors around me were much brighter. They were much brighter. And so he says, that's what happens as you let go of this clinging to demanding that certain things must be yours. This is you. This is your structured identity. He's not asking you to go airy-fairy. He's not asking you to go with no recognition of what's going on, no interior structure. He's not asking that. He's just saying, open it up and see what flows. See what flows and see what connects. He says, that's the happiness of life. That's the happiness of life. And he says, when each one does that, you understand that each one's energy, what you might call their soul energy, their etheric energy, their pure energy, he says, each one has a special fragrance. Each one has a special fragrance. And that purity, that fragrance of your soul, he says, that is what is so incredibly special about you. So he says, you cannot manufacture that with your mind, with your work, with being known in a certain way. He says, you cannot do that. It doesn't work. And that can become very frustrating if you try to do it that way. He says, but when you relax and allow yourself to flow, allow yourself to fly, allow yourself to glide, to sail. He says, that's when it comes out. He says, that's what we're after. That is what fulfills our hearts and the hearts of others. Breathe, please. Heart breath. As you do that, allow realizations of how this might be being blocked in your life. Just let those realizations come up. He says, don't judge them. Don't get after them. You go, oh, thank you very much. It has been helpful, informative, and informative. So now just please let it go. Offer it. Offer it to the universe. No judgment. And with your breath, allow yourself to flow with this magnificent energy. You are an extraordinary sharing of this incredible energy. He calls it this immutable energy. So, sir, what does that mean, immutable? That usually means unchangeable. He says, that's true. He says, this is the energy of the infinite remains. He remains in ease and remains in kind, open. He calls it acquiescent power. In other words, it always yields. And that is the power. And power means ability to affect or ability to make something happen. He says that's where it comes from. This is the source of your being, the source of your ability, the source of your power. And he says it comes in ease and not in squashing, as our contemporary culture often says. As one wonderful soul just said recently, this is no longer the molding, making it happen. It is what Michelangelo did, chipping away to discover the form inside. How magnificent you are. And allow yourself to join with each other. Allow yourself to join with one another. And feel the blessing. Feel the blessing of the joining. And relish your breath. Relish that flow of breath. He says, you know the way you just love to dive into a bowl of ice cream? He says, the same way, relish your breath. He says, it's so pure and clear. Relish it. Enjoy it. You may think, oh, this is too simple, this is too stupid. He says, that's the old way. Try something new, he says. He says, and now know who you are. Now, allow it to happen. Know who you are. And feel that presence. Feel that knowledge of who you are. Feel it totally throughout every cell of your being. Feel it now. This beautiful pulsating light, this gorgeousness. Feel it. Know it. And now know it through every bit of your psyche. Every bit of your understanding of who you are. Know it, feel it, feel the ease of it. Feel the ability to be taken care of. Feel that it is taking care of you and trust it. Oh my God, trust it? Try it. Be it. Now allow this to continue. Allow it to continue. And just inhale. and exhale. And being present. Being present. Okay, now it's your turn. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Anybody?
Here again, this is Sutline.
Yes, Sutline.
Thank you very much for this. This is very helpful. I do have a question, though, because I realize there are certain situations that instantly trigger me to go to that space.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're very, very strong. And it's difficult to remember just in those moments.
Yes, I know all about it. Yeah.
I guess, I don't know, what is there something practical that we can do to get ourselves out of there or
yeah.
You know,
of course. Excellent question, dear. Thank you so much. He was waiting for that one. He's tickling you. He loves to tickle you. He says, remember. He says, remember, when those things happen, remember I'm tickling you.
Ah.
Okay? And you immediately switch. You go, look what's happening. Okay? He says, if you remember that, if you remember that he is having fun with you at that moment, then you can break that spell. Okay, that spell that takes us over into the dungeon of mad, sad reaction. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when that once the spell is broken, then you are actually in very much in a power place. And then you just stay with him and you ride the current. And he will tell you what to do. Even if that current means speaking strongly to the other person, if it means gathering up your shattered pieces, if it means he'll help you, if it means shedding that part of us that feels like it's being hit and hurt yet again, he will help you heal the bruises. And he will help you put the puzzle pieces back together again in a way that you are less likely to get shattered next time. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
good.
You.
That was a
That's
good question.
Beautiful. I can definitely use that.
Fabulous. He says, but remember I'm tickling you at that time. He says, so let go and laugh. You don't have to, if somebody's doing something to you, you don't have to laugh out loud at the person's face. But he says, laugh inside and then switch and see where I'm taking you. It'll be fun. It'll be like a roller coaster ride. He says, we will have so much fun. He said, and then afterwards, then we're going to have our ice cream, which is our breath. He said, oh, yeah, we can have it all together. He says, do you like eating ice cream while being on a roller coaster ride? He says, well, it's a challenge, but we're going to have fun with it, he says. So we're enjoying it. He says, then you become a warrior of the first class, one, a smiling warrior, he says. And that's fun. He says, stay with me. We'll do it. Sound good to you?
Yes, that was awesome. Thank you.
Okay, good. And never doubt I'm here, he says. Never doubt it. Okay, any other questions or comments?
When you said, know who you are.
Yes, who is this?
Gururama.
Hi, Gururama.
Good morning.
Yes.
I heard kind of like a bong, bong, like we're all notes within the symphony.
Oh, isn't
pretty.
That precious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's delightful. He says, what you've got is the truth. He said, we are all vibrational qualities, and it is our business to harmonize. He says we can harmonize or we can get in and bang pots and pans. He says it's up to you. He says, but if you choose cacophony, understand that you're choosing it. If you choose harmony, no matter what's going on, in other words, staying close to him, staying with your breath, opening your heart, no matter what the hell is going on, he says, you choose to be in that symphony. He says, yes, my dear, you hear that symphony, you know that symphony, you know what it's about, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I know the pots and pans, too, but...
He says, that's a matter of discernment. You've done good work, right?
Okay.
Is that true?
Yes, working on that all the time.
Yes, good. He says, well, he says, it keeps us entertained, right? We're not bored. We always have something that we're working through, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
He says, regard it as that. He says, don't get down on yourself. Oh, why haven't I learned this? Why haven't I learned that? He says, you know, maybe you've read a 400-page novel, he says, and it takes a bit to get through that. He says, but now, he says, you're in an unending novel. He says, just keep up, you know, one page at a time. It's just, you know, it's our entertainment, our play, our opera. Good.
Our opus.
Our opus, yes. Very good. And remember that as you switch over into this expansion using your breath, it's a cozy expansion. It's not like something you get lost on, but that you're totally at home in. That is when you can feel that harmony, when you can glide with that harmony. And that is what, if you stay in that, that is what allows you to act in what you call a conscious way. But it is that you are relying on that that purity of the note. In other words, what you say, what comes through you, how you say it, what you do, and so on, becomes your part of the symphony, and rely on that. He says, don't get down on yourself if you fall into cacophony. He says, what the heck? He says, it's all part of the texture. He says, but for your own joy, move over to the symphony. Good, dear. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
I'd like to...
Who is it?
Oh, Sadhana? Yeah.
Yes, dear.
I may have asked this before, but it's coming up again, just on a very physical level, when the body is just like so intense and different things are happening on a physical level.
Can you explain that a little more?
Well, it varies. Sometimes it's again like the body just wants to explode or even, you know, having difficulty, physical problem, you know, like, you know, with the organs or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you
I'm
mean
getting
pain in the physical organs, or they're not operating correctly.
Right. Uh-huh. And then I get these. I'm starting to get very non-traditional ways of handling it, like with food. And I'm going, could this be right? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And so is that, can you give me some insight about the physical body and how we are to going through what we're going through? I imagine a lot of us are feeling it, you know, on a very physical level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He says, please give that an example of how you treat your body with food.
Hmm. Well, like certain things like, I'm not supposed to eat a certain thing, you know, according to the traditional way of the body, because
for
this
instance,
might affect, like I'm not supposed to be eating like butter because that causes stuff to go through the liver and, you
mm-hmm,
know, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah. But then I'm getting these, ideas to do that.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell that these ideas are from this spacious place.
Well, they're coming unannounced, you know, so I'm not, you know, it's not like, and it's stuff I wouldn't normally eat or I don't even want to eat, you know, but it's just coming to do that, and I go, oh, okay, you know, so.
And what happens when you do eat it?
I don't know, I'm in experimenting phase right now.
So you don't have a...
So I think it's more of a long-term thing that I did. It just started a couple days ago.
He says, well, you are recognizing my voice, right?
Yes.
Okay. He says you have to understand also that... he says there is a great deal of change of energy these days, these months, these years. There's a tremendous amount of change of energy. And he said, of course, your bodies are made of what? He says they're made of energy. He says you understand that when we're talking about your psyche, because it doesn't, because you cannot see, touch your psyche. He says, but your body is a different thing. You have an idea that your body is solid. He says, guess what, my dear ones? Your body is not solid, and all the energy in it is changing. He says, you may find that over this amount of time, you might find that your bodies are getting healthier, and it may be a surprise to you. He says, you may find that your bodies are having quirks. They are having... what you might call difficulties. He says that's all part of the change. He says you have to understand that your body energy, your subatomic body energy is also, he says it's changing, that energy is changing its quantum structure. He says especially among those who allow it, those who have signed up for it. So that's what's happening. And he says, when I tell you to do this or that, you know, go soak in a bathtub, he says, go do it. He says, when I tell you to eat a certain thing or drink a certain thing, do it. When I tell you not to do certain things, he says, don't do them. He says, it arises, this information, or access to this information, he says, comes from the source of pure creativity. And you described it well. It arises in a way that you know is not thought. It knows, you know that you are neither figuring it out, nor are you, he calls them habitual paroxysms of the mind. He says, you know from experience that it's not that, but that it simply is present for you. He says, that's the way it works, not only for your body, but for the action of your life, for your realizations. He says, that's it. He says, move with it, dance with it, have fun with it, and yes, experiment with it, just what you're doing now.
Okay. There does seem to be a new strength, you know, like almost from the ground up. Developing. So that's
yes. You mean in your physical body?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes, I think a lot of people are feeling that. And I just want to ask our Ayurveda expert, Guru Ravi, are you online?
I am.
Oh, good. Okay.
Hello.
So from an Ayurveda viewpoint, can you tell us about the qualities or property of butter or ghee?
Yes, ghee is very cleansing for the liver and kidneys. It doesn't act like butter.
Okay, and so tell us how to make ghee.
That popped in my mind was ghee instead of butter is probably, even though the message is butter, I'm feeling like it's ghee.
Mm. Okay, will you tell us how to make ghee?
Sure, right now?
Yeah.
Okay. you need at least a pound of unsalted organic butter, and you're going to heat it in a very heavy saucepan. You need to let it boil. You'll notice that as it boils, the boiling begins to slow down after every batch is different. I would guess about 15 to 20 minutes. And then you let that go at a lower boil until you begin to notice a clearing of the butter as it turns into ghee. And you'll begin to notice just a very light amount of brown on the bottom and the impurities. So as that begins to brown, you take it off so it doesn't burn. And then you would strain it with cheesecloth into a clean container. It does not need to be refrigerated. And to use it to heal the kidney or liver, I would say a half a teaspoon to begin with. You can either cook with it, use it on toast, whatever, you know, in food, or you can just take it directly and work up to about 4 teaspoons.
And then it's
back
yummy.
Off again. Do it like a treatment.
Yummy, like indescribable.
It's very delicious.
Mm-hmm. So, how does that sound to you? Is that enough?
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay.
I was just using unsalted butter, but I do have ghee too, so it didn't come in the form of ghee, but I can make that switch over.
Okay.
That sounds better to my healthy wannabe mind.
Uh-huh. There you go. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you all. It's just such a delight to be with you all. And Bubba Zinitone, he's just so happy. He loves this. He calls it a parade of love. He loves it. He loves all of you. And so he wants to thank you very much for putting up with this annoying girl and then going through the whole business. And I appreciate it, too. Okay, so God bless you all, and we will talk next week. And I, please, if I am late, somebody who has my phone number, call me, okay? Okay, God bless you all. And now, oh, Kahar, is Kahar here?
I'm here.
Oh, thank you, dear. Okay, so Kahar, would you lead us in the closing song?
Sure. Inhale.
May the long time sun shine upon you. Oh, God, that all your life in you, guide your way on, guide your way on, guide your way on.
Inhale. Bow to your own coziness, and bow to that infinite, cozy knowledge, understanding, being that flows through you, your own ice cream experience. God bless you all. Talk to you soon. Satnam.
Satnam.
Bye.